Hello, this is Ash Rowan, Rosa Radney's assistant. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know that you can learn more about Rosa's work at www.masteringmagicwitchcraft.com, or you can check out her blog at www.rose-ariadne.com.
Okay, the next question is, in looking for peace of soul and heart and overall happiness in my life, can witchcraft help? If so, why and how?
Well, absolutely it can help. Peace of soul and heart are primary focuses in becoming a witch. You have to find that peace, space of peace within you and live life to its fullest. Aside from magic and spellcasting, witchcraft is first and foremost a religion. It's a branch of spirituality that strengthens your connection to the earth and to the divine. Think of how you feel when you step into a quiet forest, the peace, the fullness, the enchantment of the natural forces that are all around you. When you enter into the practice of being a witch, you are connecting directly to that power and to the source of all that power. The connection of that energy is neither good nor bad, although it is inherently peaceful and in a relaxed state of existence. Your connection brings that peace and contentment into your heart and spirit and flooding you with the energy of its origin. How could you not find peace and contentment in the magnitude of that kind of enormous power flooding every inch of your being?
Yeah.
And spellcasting and using the energies to manifest what else you want in your life is just kind of a side benefit of being a witch. The first is finding that place of peace and connection to make us one with everything that exists around us.
Yes. And I think one of the keys when starting off is to really focus on creating that internal sacred space. And I know you have a whole section devoted to this in your manual. And to me, it seems like spending a lot of time on your internal sacred space can almost in and of itself bring about this peace and soul of heart and a general happiness in life, because you know you always have something, a place inside of you that you can go to feel wonderful, and it's a place that you build within you.
I agree. Yeah. And then the additional benefit to that is that, like I said, you are connected to everything around you. Now, if you start building that inner space and peace within yourself, within your sacred space, everything that you touch from that point is going to be touched by that same peace that you feel. Eventually, the stronger you get, the more that's going to emanate out from you, and the more peace you are going to find in your general vicinity, not just within.
Right. Wow, wonderful. And that actually kind of ties into the last one about making someone attractive. I mean, as you have this peace and this love in your heart, you know, after building your internal sacred space, people will start to look at you differently, and people will start to see it, the peace and the happiness inside of you, and it'll make you more attractive to everybody.
Exactly.
All right.
Remember to visit Rose at her blog, www.rose-ariadne.com, and also take a peek at her life's work at www.masteringmagicwitchcraft.com.